During the winter of 1776, Betsy was lonely. She kept busy making items for the colonists and the army. Still, she felt the need to do more. It had been over a year since John Ross died. She decided to marry Joseph Ashburn, a sea captain in the Navy. They got married in the old Swedes church, where he was a member. She was once again told she couldn't go to the Quakers church. Ashburn had to return to sea. Then the British captured Philadelphia. Ashburn couldn't return home because the British had the city. This left Betsy to fend for herself in the city. She was forced to house British soldiers in her own home. This was a dangerous situation for a pretty young woman living alone. Betsy made the best of the situation. She secretly passed information to family friend John Claypool. He was with Washington at nearby Valley Forge. She learned that her husband was safe. She also heard that his ship was anchored up the Delaware River. Betsy may have even spied for Washington. Some say she sent him information. In the fall of 1778, Joseph Ashburn was able to return home. Betsy got to see her husband for the first time in nearly a year. He stayed for the next 18 months. During this time, their first child was born. They named her Alcilla, and they nicknamed her Zilla. In May 1780, Joseph left again. This time he was sailing on a ship called the Patty. Betsy would never see him again. The Patty sailed south, toward the West Indies. There they hoped to trade tobacco for war supplies. Instead, they were captured by a British ship. Ashburn and the others were charged with treason. They were sent across the Atlantic to England. There they were put in the Old Mill prison. A few months later, Ashburn was joined by Betsy's friend, John Claypool. He had also been captured at sea.